is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours. And AJ. AJ's back in the studio. We're at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here in the DraftKings Sportsbook, and is it awesome? What a night last night. Me, Dell, and Lance all here enjoying camaraderie, good friendship. We shared a pretzel. Dell ate most of the pretzel, but it was fun.
That was hilarious.
Wasn't that funny?
That's what we call him, Mr. Pretzel. Now.
Yeah, he is Mr. Pretzel. Mr. Peanut, only different, right? It is the DraftKings Sportsbook here at the Golden Nugget. What a great night with the With soccer going on, the College World Series going on, the White House Freedom 250 going on. This place was packed. It was awesome. It was a great. It is a great, great place. Great place to watch big, big sporting events. The whole place was rocking. Every fight. Derek Lewis was a big favorite here because from Houston. He got the biggest applause of everybody.
Before the fight. Not a whole lot of applause for Derek.
Much to applaud him about because he got his ass kicked. Josh Hokut. And then Josh Hokut made an interesting comment that maybe Dell can tell everybody what he said. But we're not going to hear.
Why do I have to tell people what he said?
Well, because it was
what?
It denigrated our first lady, our former first
She's
lady.
She's your first lady too. Former first lady too. Why don't you say it?
Our.
Then you can very well say what.
No,
said.
I know, but I don't say stuff like that.
Josh is too much. He's doing this wrestling bit that he has.
Yeah, he does.
And even Joe Rogan's like, you know, some of the stuff he does, the cringy this and that. He said, but behind it all, he can fight.
Yeah, he can.
Well, there was a mismatch.
Why is a 41-year-old? Well, I guess President Trump wanted
him on
the
card. Yeah. He's like, why do we not have him on the – and Dana goes, okay, I'll put him on now. And he calls him immediately, you're on the card.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, he shouldn't have been. That was terrible.
He
should have been because they did line that card up to be a bunch of knockouts. And
well.
The last fight was the fight, you know, was the
super first – Well, the last two fights were really
not
good.
One of those fights went to distance. One fight went to distance.
Right? Yeah, but the underdog won in the last one.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it still was a great fight.
Yeah.
But not, but they knew they have Justin Gaethje. You're going to get a hell of a fight along with Topuria. I mean, they're going to be swinging. There was no doubt that was going to be a good fight, at least a very active fight. And Gaethje is going to give you a good fight. The question is, can he hang on against Topuria? And he ended up doing it.
Hang on. Crap. He couldn't. Topuria couldn't answer the bell. So that was a great night. We watched soccer here. We weren't here on Friday for the U.S., but I imagine this was a rocking place to be. We were watching wherever you were watching the U.S. And we're going to talk to Glenn Davis about it at 8 o'clock. Break down everything that happened this weekend and is going to happen today. At the World Cup, but the U.S., Germany probably looked better, but I'm not sure how good Curaçao is. But if people are asking, how good is Paraguay? Paraguay's
They're not the worst team. Hardly the worst team in there.
But they're.
I mean, they're much better than a lot of
teams. They're ranked 41st.
They're a very, very, very average to below average World Cup team. But it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't. It doesn't diminish how the U.S. played.
Yeah.
The U.S. played great soccer. The U.S. was attacking. The U.S. was creative. The U.S. was – they were not working outside. You know, they were not working around the defense. They were working through it. It was – they were really good.
I mean –
they played really, really well. There's no – I saw a couple people try to – when I was talking about it, a couple people try to hop on and, you know, crap on the U.S. performance. Hey, it's Paraguay. They played really well. The U.S. played really well. That's all you can say about it. Germany, you know, Germany in the second half played really well against Curacao. There are you can play well, you cannot play well. They played well against Paraguay. They were a favorite, and you saw why. But, yeah, Turkey got
beat.
They got beat by Australia, so now
2-0.
It's the U.S. and Australia are the two winners in the group. So, really, the U.S. just needs to not screw this up. But it's become more than that. It's really become like, hey, how far can the U.S. get here?
Well, they say
that's after one. But
they say if you win a match, you are going to get in because of the eight third-place teams that are going to get in. You are going to more than likely get in. So the U.S. is probably into the elimination round. But that you don't want to be the third-place team. You don't want to be the second-place team. You want to win. And Friday you play Australia, and that's going to be for first place. It is going to be for first place. So it is the U.S. looked great. Australia looked pretty damn good. And it'll be on Friday, and we'll talk to Glenn Davis about it. But there was a lot to really enjoy about that U.S. game. Christian Pulisic looked great. Balogun was awesome. Their passing was crisp. Everything about the U.S. in that game on Friday was fantastic. And if you want to talk about it.
Was that Friday or Thursday? That was Friday?
That was Friday.
So we hadn't had a chance to talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get, if this headphone is going to work okay for
that
Dell.
That's great.
I'm interested to get Dell's thoughts on it since he's watched a lot of USMT. I put on Twitter, I said, for those of you who have been following it closely, because there's plenty on Twitter, and I've got followers from around the country. I said, is this the best they've ever played, ever looked? And most said yes. There was a lot that had yes in a World Cup, and you know, everyone mentioned 2002 Portugal, where they beat Portugal in 2002, and I don't know if that was World Cup or I'm not sure it was. So some people mentioned 2002 Portugal, especially because it's Portugal. You know what I mean? That's like that's a huge win on an international stage, but. Pretty much across the board, people were very, other than one, there's a few people who said, it's Paraguay, it doesn't matter. No, I said, the question
is,
how do they look? How do they play?
Right.
And they played really, really well. And, you know, they maintained control. It was fun. I'm having a great time watching World Cup, but it's always going to be better. The only way it really takes off in this country is for the U.S. team to have a good team, a team that excites people. I mean, WNBA, right? So the WNBA was women's college basketball was no big deal. Then Caitlin Clark came along, and it became a much bigger deal because she was something unusual.
Yep.
We've said it before, you know, Tiger Woods brought a lot of people to golf who weren't into golf before. If the U.S. men's national team, and it helps if you have a star, like a superstar, and I don't know if they have a superstar. They have good players. I don't know if they have a superstar. But if they can play really well, and if they can go deep and you get people gravitate, you know, you get people showing up, like, it can't all be like Frankie. She's one of the world's largest, biggest Knicks fans now, your daughter.
Oh, my God.
She's one of the world's biggest Knicks fans.
Lifelong since last week.
Ever since they got her excited about it.
Yes.
And now she'll probably pay attention to the Knicks more because she's a huge fan.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a lot of people who never cared about the U.S. men's national team. I didn't care about World Cup until I watched it in 98 at a Brazilian watch party. I'm like, this is incredible. The atmosphere and all that, and then they got beat by France in the finals. But if the U.S. can go deep and they have some incredible game where everyone's watching and celebrating, it can turn. Now, you know, the question is, can it turn people into all their players go play abroad? So, you know, I think the question becomes, do they become fans of the Premier League or, you know, another international league? Because, unfortunately, it doesn't really carry over. I don't know that it'll ever carry over to the MLS, but it will carry over to the next World Cup, where people will be excited about the U.S. in the next World Cup as well. So, I don't. I'm excited that maybe we have a U.S. team that I feel like is pretty good for once.
Well, it'll be it'll be fun to watch if they go on any kind of run at all, just winning the first round of the knockout round was made the whole country.
Yeah.
Now if they can get a couple wins in the knockout,
if they get to the quarters.
Yeah, that'd be great. Now let's two wins now equals one win last time.
Right.
Right, because of more teams in it. So it'll be interesting to see. Dell, what is your take from Friday night?
To Lance's point.
Oh, yeah.
It's the
not one, great.
Yeah.
Not great.
I'll try to get through it quick then. To Lance's point about what they look like, besides the result, they look like a squad that has a chance. Like, if you watch them play and the fluidity of their movements and how they had a plan offensively, it appears to be a team that at least can give a game to maybe some better teams in Paraguay. Thanks. I'll switch over.
So I've talked about this team leading up to the tournament, said I was encouraged by what they were doing in the friendlies because they showed me a path where they could actually compete. I'm not talking about winning the whole thing, but you know, if they get into a knockout round game against one of the opponents we would normally fear, okay, this looks like a team who may give them a challenge. And all Paraguay did was kind of confirm my beliefs that Pochettino, despite some of the struggles, people pointed out that he used these 20 or so months as a preseason to figure out what works, what doesn't. And, okay, you struggle in games that don't matter because you don't have to qualify. You're testing things out. And you finally have your top 11 on the field, and they look like it. Dynamic. And the fact that you have a number 9 like Balogun who can put chances away, they could have scored 6 goals in the game maybe, but the chances he puts away, I don't know if he's special. But if you have a guy who can put chances away like that, that gives you the opportunity to go win a match that maybe you're not expected to win because he can take one chance and put it in the net. So all positives. For the first time in a long time, this is a U.S. squad who seems much better when they have the ball as opposed to playing counterattacking soccer. I'm not sure about their defense if they have to play a game where they have to hold up and then counterattack. They look so good on offense that I think at least – American fans who weren't sure about this team feel a lot better. All the former players, the people who cover the team, it actually gave them some hope that this could be more than maybe a now round of 32 exit. This could be a team who could win a couple matches.
Did you watch the Australia game?
Yeah, Australia, I mean, if it's a world's game now, you're going to see players you wouldn't expect on certain teams. Australia has like this 5'8 guy who's really fast. I think his parents are from Burundi. So you're going to look at him and go, huh, that guy's Australian? In the world today, yes, he's Australian. And he's fast. I don't like the thought of Tim Ream having to try to chase him. Australia will just punt the ball and go, you got all the speed in the world. Go chase the ball. And that's how they scored one of their goals. Australia will probably sit back and look for a mistake. The back three, because I think the U.S. is going to have the ball quite a bit in that match, the back three is going to have to be ready for the quick counterattack. And you know they've been susceptible in the lead-up and even against Paraguay to what you would say like quick restarts. They gave up their goal on a quick restart where the ball just kept bouncing around. They could not clear it, and it wound up in the goal. So Australia is a little bit more dangerous than you think because they have a lot of speed on the front. At the front.
So that'll be fun. That's going to be Friday, and we'll be previewing that all week with Glenn Davis, brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief, every day at 8 o'clock right here on ESPN 97.5. We are live at the DraftKings Sportsbook. They got all the TVs. I'm telling you, you want to talk about sensory overload when you are here watching big events. It's hard because we got soccer on, we got the baseball World Series on, we got the fights on. It is just fantastic, and the place was packed, and just the energy in here for fights. I'd never been here for a fight before.
No, that was great.
It was great.
That was great. I think it's going to be great for U.S. World Cup too.
Yeah,
U.S. World Cup. So
Friday night
we're not going to be here, obviously, but Friday night. Friday night at
come make
boy,
your reservation.
You say it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, Friday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You know though, for Mexico, I mean, well, it is Mexico.
So
the bars in the afternoon, they were just packed,
packed.
So this place, I would imagine, is going to be pretty good. If you're looking for a great place to watch it, great place to you put a little something, put some shillings on it. Oh yeah, let's go. I think you need dollars when you come here, but if you have shillings, convert them to dollars and get on over here to the DraftKings Sportsbook. This is the place to watch sporting events. I'm not even joking. It was a lot of fun last night. A lot of fun. Drinks and food and, and just and just a lot of people just yelling and screaming. Just good stuff. Really, really good stuff. All right. 713-780-3776. We'll get into the Knicks and Spurs when we come back right here. That's like, I mean, they only had 63 arrests. It was a kind of a disappointing celebration to me. 63 arrests, one shot, four stabbed. That's not big time New York.
Not the numbers I was expecting.
No,
them to
I was expecting a lot worse.
But then when you throw in the school buses that were destroyed,
that's true.
It adds a little
that
something to the wreckage.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a break. You could talk a little M&J, and then we'll get back.
Yeah. Let's talk about M&J Electrical Supply. Let's talk about the company who has been going. I mean, they've been going for over three decades. And what makes M&J great is Jeremy Coker. I think the owner is the guy that really makes it special. I had a chance to meet not only Justin, but his family, his wife, his daughter, very high-performing family. And it really, I think it carries over to M&J Electrical Supply because what they believe in, what Jeremy believes in, is making sure everything gets done when it's supposed to be done, done the right way, and making sure and treat people with the kind of respect and seriousness they deserve. And when you are someone who's trying to get a job done, when you are an electrical contractor, general contractor, a maintenance engineer, demolition crew, it's important that you have the things done that you need done when it comes to the electrical. And so if you are looking to buy equipment, right, we're talking about it could be anything, you know what it is, but we're talking about circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, panels, switch gear, all that information. If you need that, they've got it brand new. They've also got refurbished, which is going to be a deep discount for you. They give you a chance to get exactly what you need right now, so there's no, you know, there's no lead time, there's no downtime, and you get what you need and you get your projects done. They even can come out and take things out professionally and give you good money for all that old equipment. It's old equipment. You're not doing anything. You're going to take it to scrapyard, sell it for scrap prices, which is nothing. These are much better prices. They take that, they refurbish it, and then they can resell it with a one-year warranty. That's all available through M&J Electrical Supply. They're located at Steubner Airline near I-45 North in West Little York. Give them a call today. They're available 24/7, 365 at 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055.
John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here live at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Just an awesome, awesome, awesome place to watch games. We were here last night and going to be here all day. We got four matches today. We'll talk to Glenn Davis about it at 8, brought to you by Kaplan Science.
Man, I have a bunch of meetings today. I got a meeting.
Well, that's so stupid.
I got an NFL meeting where
that's as I'm not dumb looking, as Dell not even showing up last night.
I'm not looking forward to the NFL meeting. That's never.
No.
It's always bad news now when we meet. So yeah.
You'll probably get your salary cut.
No. They said we're done. I find out what my role is going to be. Well, we'll all find out what our role is going to be. So yeah. I'm like, draft, right?
Right.
For me?
Yeah.
And then, so I have that. Then Willie Fritz, I'm going to give him a call this morning after the show. I'm supposed to talk to Willie. And then got a meeting with Bucky Brooks and about a podcast thing. But I was like, golly,
that's
I was
way
looking
too many
at,
meetings.
I know, for all this World Cup stuff.
Yeah.
Way too many.
Yeah. You can't, you got to just cancel everything right now.
I just do it on a phone from down here.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's a little loud in the background.
Yeah,
well. Oh, NFL, I could probably just put it on speaker. I'm just listening anyway. I'll just put it on mute.
Yeah.
Just listen.
That's all. That's all you have to do. Our next soccer watch party is tomorrow at Ducky McSweeney's. And then from noon until 6 on Wednesday, we're going to be at Watson's House of Ales. Okay, you got a chance to win a $500 gift certificate to Republic Boot Company. Just find our promo team on Wednesday to register. And then on Friday, all day at East River 9, watching the U.S. The U.S. is going to be playing at 2 o'clock. So while we are broadcasting live during our broadcast day at East River 9, we will be watching the U.S. beat Australia. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun.
We shouldn't be allowed to have other countries. We should, because we're the original people from all over the world come to the U.S. But an Australian team shouldn't be allowed to have that guy that they have that's real fast. That's not fair. I didn't hear Dell. Make sure Dell's mic is up. I can't hear. Can you hear?
Can't hear you. We can't hear you.
I don't think he's.
I don't think you're up. I don't think you're up.
Oh, he is up?
There it is. You're up.
Oh, you may have to put both mics in.
Yeah. No. Still can't hear you.
Yeah, we still can't hear him for some reason.
No, for whatever reason, we can't hear him. Anyway, so.
I know, Balogun. He's going to hit me with Balogun. Do you know how we have Balogun?
He decided he's British? No.
Do you know why he's a U.S. citizen? How he got birthright citizenship?
Because of the Revolutionary War?
No, that's not it.
That's not it?
His mom was coming over. She was over in New York. I think the Bronx or Brooklyn. She came over, I think, to visit. And she was really pregnant. And she was going to go back. And she was so pregnant. It was like borderline. They said, I'm sorry, you can't fly back. You're just too pregnant. You're going to pop. Like, you can't fly back.
Yeah, back in the 60s, they wouldn't let you fly.
Well, he wasn't born in the 60s.
Oh, that's
Balogun's a lot younger than that. So this is probably in the late 90s, maybe?
Or
in the
even 2000s.
Or 2000s or 90s, yeah. Actually, maybe 2000s. And they said, I'm sorry, you can't fly back. You got to go to the hospital. She's having her baby. So she went. Like, she was there pregnant with him, I think, for a couple days or whatever. And then
he was born here.
He was born here because they said, you can't fly back right now. You got to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And so he was born here, and then she went back to England, right?
Nope.
Try it without the headphones. I don't know what the deal is because we're trying to figure out Dell's situation because he can hear him in there. We're not able to hear him for some reason.
They can. We can't.
I guess.
So you can hear him, huh, AJ?
Not right now.
Oh, no, but he's not talking right now. But when he talks, you can hear him?
I could during the break, but not now, though.
Oh, yeah, during the break, but not now. Okay, so there, apparently.
Reconnect, Dell, see what
happens.
Yeah,
we'll see what we'll
that's
have a, to
that's strange,
that out.
But it was.
That or pass the mic back and forth.
So
was,
it was.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was.
It's not
that's how our top goal scorer became a U.S. citizen. I think he could play for three different countries, and he decided to play for the U.S. which everyone was obviously very excited about, and you see why now.
He's a
legitimate goal scorer.
Oh, no, he's a strong man.
And he has been. So, that was just really fun watching the U.S.
You know what sucks is the first goal is an own goal?
Yeah, but the way they got in there, that was really creative how they got to that point. My wife, I said, come in here. I basically become Johnny Harris's dad. So we used to talk about this all the time. Johnny Harris's dad was like this character. You know, Johnny Harris, who was formerly with us at 1560, sideline reporter for the Texans. I grew up with him. He's a couple years younger than me. He's my brother's age. But I grew up, like, I've known Johnny since I was in seventh grade. And he moved to town from Marinette, Wisconsin. And so Johnny's one of my best friends for a long time. And his dad is this shorter guy. And he looks like Barney Rubble, kind of, is his build. And except if Barney Rubble love to play golf, drink beer, and coach baseball and football. Yeah, love him.
I love that guy.
And Johnny's dad has some edge to him too. Oh. And he would sit in there in the room. And Johnny's mom is the nicest woman from Wisconsin you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
She always had the dessert for us. She would just make, the boys are here. Here's some Mountain Dews and some Pepsis. And I'll just let me make you something to eat, you know. And she's like an Italian mom, but from Wisconsin.
Not Coke.
Yeah, they were a Pepsi family. And so Johnny's dad would sit there, and they're polar opposite personalities. And he'd be sitting in there watching every sporting event. Anything that was sports on TV, he'd watch. So when the Cubs were playing, he's all hyped about the Cubs, watching the Cubs. Now, he'd go play 36 holes of golf, come in and, you know, take his shirt off and then have a beer, whatever he's drinking, and have his controller. And he was the first person I ever saw that had a controller. It was back in the day in the 80s. He had a controller for the cable. It was a wire that rolled to the cable. I didn't even know this existed. Mm-hmm. I'd never seen this. So when he's watching sporting events, if he thought it was a really big deal, he'd yell for his wife, Char. Her name was Charlotte. Char, get in here, Char. And she'd have to come in. What is it, John? What is it? And he goes, watch this. This guy's getting ready to have a 300 because he's watching bowling. And so she'd have to watch and like, ooh.
We'll see.
And then the guy would hit a 300. Look at that, Ma. Look at that, Ma. And she'd say, oh, that's great. He got a 300. And then he would always call her in a, Char, come here. And she'd have to watch a sporting event.
Like, now that's you.
I yelled at my wife, Nicole, come here. You got to watch this goal. And she comes in, and she goes, what? And I said, look at the buildup here. She goes, that's it. It hit off the other guy. The other guy kicked it. And I'm like, yeah, but the whole thing. Did you see how Pulisic, you see the move where there was a through pass, and then it was a quick little flick pass inside. She goes, this is terrible. I'm like, what? No, it's not.
Well, he did split the defenders.
Yeah.
Right? It was beautiful.
Everything about it was great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, technically.
Beautiful,
technically,
Nicole.
It was own goal. Yeah. But I realized I'm now Coach Harris. I do this all the time. I yell at her to get in here. Like, Nicole, get in here, watch this. Yeah. And I'll have her watch sporting events. And I'm like, I'm Coach Harris now.
You're Coach Harris.
Without 36 holes of golf.
Well, unless you get your discs out, unless you get your Frisbees out, then yeah. Let's go.
I can go 21 holes. Yeah, I can go 21. I did. I played on Saturday, 21 holes. And let me tell you something. It's starting to get a little warm out there.
Yeah, but listen.
People waiting to get in.
Did you walk or cart?
Wow. only walk. 3.6 miles. But the only.
That's good exercise.
No, it is good exercise.
Unless you flick your wrist.
Yeah, I do
great.
It real hard. I mean, one side of my body's getting much stronger.
Well, okay.
Because I'm a forehand thrower.
What if you get shoulder problems like an astro
then
pitcher?
You're done. Then okay. You're done.
Like,
I have had my shoulder before, and I'm like, I guess I'm never playing
you're an
again.
Astro fan.
But I said I can't tell John and Dell because then they'll make fun
of me.
Oh no,
we will absolutely
disc
make fun.
But you know what? The people who are I noticed there are people from who were going into the soccer match, Germany Curacao here, and their comments like Nick Scherfield. He had a little who is Bun B's partner. With Trill Burgers and longtime PR guy, used to work for the Texans. He's like, pro tip: wear shorts. Don't be wearing pants out here.
I saw somebody after the match.
They said it was hot. Waiting to get into the match.
They said it was freezing.
No, waiting to get into the match though,
because they were soaking wet. It was pouring rain.
Oh yeah, that's
getting
right.
Into it, sopping wet. Everybody had to buy shirts when they got there. Because everybody was soaked waiting in line to get in.
Classic move, Cal. Make everybody buy shirts by making it rain.
Well, it's FIFA.
That's true. Cal, yeah, FIFA's not giving any.
You want to try
did you see
time?
FIFA? Okay, we can hear you
can
now.
Hear me?
Now we can hear you.
Yeah.
So, John, this might thrill you because you like this sort of thing. The last time the U.S. played a World Cup game in Los Angeles against a South American team, an own goal. 1994, Escobar. They played a game against the South American team again, own goal.
That wasn't the Colombian own goal.
Escobar got killed for it, right?
No.
94, Andres Escobar, own goal against the U.S., yes.
How many own goals did Escobar have?
Wait, did U.S. knock them out?
Because they got eliminated, yes. Colombia
because they
did.
Were eliminated. That's why it became a really big deal.
That's not when he got – because
he did?
Did the U.S. cause him to die?
I'm not – no. I'm just saying an own goal happened.
I know, but he got killed because of an own goal.
Well, I'm saying against
– not against the U.S. That wasn't
yes,
the own goal.
Yes, it was the U.S. But... own goal, yes.
That got him killed?
I'm just saying that's what happened.
So your people are responsible for Escobar's death.
Hold on.
People.
If Colombia gets
– your people.
The U.S.?
The U.S. Yes. Soccer fans.
No. It was just a game, John. No one thinks commit an own goal, you should die.
Oh, my God. How do you feel about yourself?
I'm just telling you.
Yes, it was.
The last time Colombians... they played a game there in the L.A., an own goal happened, and it happened again.
Colombian soccer player Andres Escobar was murdered July 2nd in Medellin, Colombia, just days after scoring a tragic own goal against the United States at the 94 FIFA World Cup. And we watched the two Escobars.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't remember that either. Uh-uh. The error contributed to his team's unexpected early elimination and made him a target for individuals who lost heavy on sports betting. So this guy who scored, except they gave up four goals.
So Glenn Davis is partially responsible.
Well, he's just an announcer.
Well,
he was
in 94. He's a big soccer guy.
But U.S. was a heavy favorite. They scored three more goals after the Paraguay. That guy should be okay. He should.
You would think
he should be able to survive in Paraguay.
But wait, Colombian soccer fan is unreasonable. Okay.
Well, Colombia is a much better soccer nation.
All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776 is the number. That was our Knicks segment right there on ESPN 97. Actually, we'll talk.
Oh
about
yeah,
the
we
Knicks,
do have a Knicks.
But we will first talk about Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah, let me tell you about Zadig Jewelers. Zadig Jewelers gives you a chance to really do something special. Why don't you do something special for yourself for Father's Day? Because Zadig Jewelers has something for Father's Day as well. They're called luxury watches. And what is a luxury watch? Well, I mean, you know, I mean, Tag Heuer, you've got all the Rolexes. There's so many different names to choose from. You're going to find what you're looking for Zadig Jewelers. I'm just telling you this. At Zadig, you are going to find the very best luxury watches that you can imagine across the spectrum of international makers of watches. It's truly astonishing. And they are so beautiful. Just to go in and browse is an incredible opportunity because they have different cutouts inside of Zadig. Remember, it's 28,000 square feet. They have different cutouts where you can go in, and this is just specifically a boutique location for that particular producer of the watch. And so when you're in there and you see it, you're like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And because they're boutique locations, they have individual timepieces that you're going to find nowhere else, very unique timepieces. Get yourself something really special. You can buy, you can sell, you can trade. It's all available through my friends over at Zadig Jewelers. They do an incredible job of providing the very best in luxury watches and jewelry from across the spectrum. It's Zadig Jewelers, ZADOK.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles, the DraftKings Sportsbook, which was rocking last night. Just so much fun to watch fights here. But I was just talking to Joe over here, and he said, man, the Knicks game was packed on Saturday night. Friday night, you had the U.S. and everybody in here screaming for the U.S. National team. I mean, just great weekends here. This is the place to watch because you got the windows right there where you can bet on it. You come, you got booths, you got tables, you got the bar you can sit at, whatever, and have the excitement of a sports book. It is just so much fun. So much fun to watch games here. And it's so much fun to tell us what you learned this weekend in one sentence. That's coming up in just a couple minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're behind. We were behind on the break. So this is a quick segment. The Knicks and the Spurs.
Five games with double-digit leads in the first quarter. All five games for the Spurs.
And they lost. Well, they lost four of them. I mean,
great learning experience for the – I look at this. If I'm a Spurs fan, I'm like, I know you're going to be disappointed. But to me, I mean, you could argue that maybe they're potentially the better team. But it just doesn't – they don't know how to close, and the Knicks know how to close. Vassell and Castle and Wimby and Dylan Harper, who's turning into a star right now.
He was their best player.
I mean, my gosh, that team is going to be so freaking good. And they just – but they just – they were so young, they just didn't know how to win.
Yeah.
They just made too many mistakes. They gave up a 15-point lead. In game, was it one? They gave up a 27-point lead.
29-point lead.
29-point lead. There's things you just can't do, and I don't think they will do it in the future. But it was a really cool moment. There's a couple things I want to talk about, like the Brunsons, his dad, just from a father-son relationship, it was really cool to see a dad who, especially when you know how hard they worked, if you've ever seen the video of the work they were putting in on the playground, and the dad was, you know, a lot of times I see people see videos like that, and they're like, this dad, you're going to make him hate the game, and you should just let him play for fun, and you don't need to live through your son. And this is an example of, no, not everyone is like that. You don't need to put everyone in the same, like, sometimes dads or moms will push their kids, and it's not unhealthy. Sometimes it's pushing them to be great, and they have it in them, and they absorb it, and they become Jalen freaking Brunson, who is an absolute killer. Like, did you see him smile after any win? That dude was
so serious.
How about
he couldn't even talk afterwards?
He was so emotional.
Yeah.
Couldn't talk afterwards. Lisa Salters was trying to get stuff out of him, and it was – but it was, I thought, a really cool moment for father-son to know that they had put that kind of work in as a group. And his dad coaches for the Knicks as well. And just, you know, here's a guy, Jalen Brunson, who's not particularly fast. He's small. He's smallish by NBA standards. This guy shouldn't be the best player on a team, a championship team. He really shouldn't. But he is. And it's done through willpower and mental toughness and the work that he's put in every single year. He talks about every summer. He told Lisa Salters that. She said, what were you thinking about? He goes, all the stuff I did every summer. Every summer. That's all he did was work. He's getting probably 104% out of what he's capable of doing. Like, he's that rare guy who goes beyond his physical capabilities. He does even more than that because of the mental. I just thought that was really, really cool. Now, I kind of thought it was cool for Mike Breen, who calls Knicks games, to get to witness a championship and call it on a national, because he's very professional when he calls games. I like Mike Breen, and I thought that's really cool for him.
It must have been hard for him.
It must have been hard, you know. And I always listen, how excited is he when the Knicks are making these comebacks? Well, he seems like he's really getting excited. Now watch it, Mike.
Yeah, right.
You're going to let everyone know that you do MSG games. But when it's all said and done, the most important thing was that the Knicks won, and ESPN let us know that. That this was so important to all of us.
Yes.
Like, if you didn't know, and it was almost like ESPN was saying, this is the most, like, we all agree, right? This is the most important thing that's happened over the last 53 years, right? We all agree. Like, not necessarily. We don't believe that in Texas.
Right.
Here in Houston, we think some other things have been very important.
You need to believe that. You need to believe that.
Yeah, so.
Well, maybe that's what you learned this weekend. So let's figure it out. AJ, you ready for this? You got interns there, AJ?
Yeah, I do, but I'm always ready in case.
He's ready.
Tell him, just get the names and on we go.
Yeah.
Get the name and we go. What do you want to talk about? It's just the fastest the game show sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
That's all you need
to
know.
So as soon as somebody hangs up, just get their name.
Boom.
You don't have to put up, what did you learn this weekend in what? Just get the name, and we roll through these right next. Well, next, right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. You learned something this weekend. You got one sentence to tell us, live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. And that's where we are right now. And I cannot give a high enough endorsement to the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. We were here last night, and it was just awesome. Listen, I'm old. I've been a lot of places to watch sporting events, and this is one of, if not my favorite place, because it is on. When there's a big event, all of these gigantic screens that they have here, the sound, I mean, they turn it up loud where you can hear everything, the announcer, the fans, and the energy that's in this building is fantastic. So any sporting event that you want to watch and you want to make it a bigger event, you come here to the DraftKings Sportsbook and get your sports on. It is awesome. Looking for the best place to get your sports on? How about best place to get your pool? Best place to get your golf on? Best place to get your food bag on? 12 different restaurants? Nightclub, Blue Martini? They got everything. Oh, by the way, they got a giant concert hall as well. Looking for the best place to get this on? GoldenNuggetLC.com. Make your reservation for this Friday for the U.S. and get here all weekend. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
ProDunk basketball goals have been the best on the planet for years, and they keep getting better. John Renato here. Now with your ProDunk goal, you can get their drill-powered lightning adjust system that raises and lowers your goal in seconds, 10 times faster with zero effort. And now ESPN listeners get the patent-pending lightning adjust system free. That's a $249 value, but you have to call. This offer is not on the website. Call ProDunk at 281-351-9822. You got to mention ESPN. That's 281-351-9822. That's ProDunk.
Houston, are you ready? The world's biggest tournament is taking over Midtown at Social Beer Garden HDX. Watch every match on massive indoor and outdoor screens with stadium sound that puts you right in the middle of the action. As every match comes alive, raise an ice-cold Michelob Ultra or Modelo for every goal, save, and celebration. Bring your crew to Houston's ultimate soccer watch party. English and Spanish broadcasts available for all games. One tournament, one city, one place to watch it all. Social Beer Garden HDX. Visit socialbeergardenhdx.com for more details.
The average car payment in America is now nearly $800 a month, and many auto loans stretch longer than 6 years. That means millions of drivers are paying for vehicles long after they're ready for something new. Most people don't actually have a car problem. They have a loan problem, and that's why more drivers are calling D&M Leasing, the nation's leader in automotive leasing. Call 713-290-1000 or visit dmautoleasing.com.
John Granato here. Walking into Republic Boot Company at 11th and Studewood in the Heights is like walking into a time machine to the Republic of Texas. Seriously, go check it out. Whether it's their exclusive 1836 collection of all leather boots or a customized pair with whatever material and design you want, these are going to be the most comfortable boots you've ever worn. Hats, suits, and all kinds of handmade leather products in a Texas-inspired haven. Book their space for your next event. Republic Boot Company, where tradition meets style. RepublicBootCompany.com.
Looking for a great round? Play Houston National Golf Club, a true link-style course with one of Houston's most unique layouts. Tee it up at the Golf Club at Texas A&M, ranked among the top public courses in Texas. Or plan a getaway at Cypress Bend Golf Club in Manning, Louisiana, set along beautiful Toledo Bend Lake, just 3 hours from Houston, with great stay-and-play packages. Three incredible courses, one standard. Visit SterlingGolf.com. That's Sterling with one G. And book your next round today.
Houston. Independent voice for sports talk. This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Live from the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. It's time to play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I'll start. UFC heavyweight Josh Hokut. I learned that he was a practice squad player, a fullback, and he also thinks one of our former first ladies is a man. And said so disrespectfully on the White House lawn.
I learned that despite years and years and years of NBA basketball and championships, there's only been 39 head coaches who have ever won an NBA title.
39 NBA?
Only 39
well,
coaches.
Well, don't forget, Red Auerbach won for years.
Obviously, Phil Jackson. Rudy T. got two, right? The Spurs. But that's that's why that number is.
Pop, how many did he get?
Yeah,
five?
Exactly. But that number 39 hit me when they asked Mike Brown, like, Pat what does Riley. It feel like to be only the 39th? I'm like, golly, only 39.
Wow. Mike Brown did a hell of a job. Did a hell of a job. All right, 713-780-3776.
AJ, you call him out, and
we'll
bring him on.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Rolando is first up. Rolando, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, good morning, guys. I can name so much stuff at this event, but I learned one sentence this weekend that Justin Gaethje is a dog.
Justin Gaethje is.
Man.
I mean, I told my boys.
Always been a dog now.
Now, listen. I got two UFC experts that I'm hanging with on Saturday, and the first thing I said was, "Oh, Gaethje," and they were like,
"Taporia,
he's a huge dog."
Taporia's been running through.
They
everyone.
Both said Taporia is my favorite,
favorite
bet this weekend.
Yeah,
he got his ass handed to him.
This is now Taporia gave a lot of punishment to Gaethje too. He hit him with body blows. Put Gaethje on the ground in the second round. It was a hell of a fight, but yeah, Taporia. I mean, he was in there throwing, but Gaethje from
man,
the
what a boxer!
What a
he just kept jabbing.
Gaethje's
jabbing
just he's
right
always
eye.
Been a super tough guy. Yeah. I mean, they did a good job of putting those two guys.
Well, I told those two this morning, they don't know F about the UFC. Nico is next. Nico, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Nico learned to beep. Nico didn't learn how to use a phone. That's
nothing.
What he didn't learn.
He learned nothing.
He didn't learn anything.
Next.
About a phone. All right.
Next,
Sonny.
We have Chris.
Oh, Chris. Chris, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I learned that Spurs fans will try to throw hands when you tell them, go, Spurs, go.
Oh, he learned that probably by himself. Go, Spurs, go.
Yeah.
And then he's trying to throw
that's
hands.
That's ugly.
Yeah.
Well.
Spurs fans had a rough run.
Not the one, dude. Did you see Spurs final Rodman?
I know. I saw him.
He was taking on all of New York City.
And they were afraid of him. All of New York was afraid of him.
They just hit him from behind. What a bunch of.
Yeah. Everyone who did. Now, I was expecting. It was New York. I was expecting seven guys to rat pack him at some point.
Yeah.
Just all jump on him, start trying to stomp his head. And it's New York.
But guess what they couldn't do?
No, they didn't seem very interested in squaring up one-on-one with him.
No.
Now, the police eventually had to come get him out of there. Because he would have eventually fallen on the ground and people would have stomped his head.
For those of you
out.
Don't know, and look up.
He would have been murdered.
Spurs fan.
Yeah.
He would have been, but he looked like. Young Derek Lewis.
Oh, my God. He was running through everyone.
Everybody.
And every time he touched someone, they fell to the ground.
It was great. Love that. Who's next, AJ?
Next, we have Sonny.
Sonny is next. Sonny, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yeah, I learned that San Antonio learned when you play Nova, it ain't ever over.
Over.
I didn't hear no right. Bro.
That's true. Nova Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
Nova Knicks did it. And they're all the Nova guys that are the biggest parts of that team, except for Carl Anthony Towns.
Has it always been Nova Sonny?
No.
He got his characters.
Yeah, he got his characters mixed up there. Huh. He's SMU Sonny and Nova Steve. Yeah.
Is it Steve, Del? Nova Steve?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So he got his characters mixed up there.
Okay. So which one is that? That's Sonny.
That's the same guy.
It's the same guy. Or is it?
It's Sonny.
Oh.
Yeah, it's Sonny. It's okay. Just his other character.
He doesn't. I gotcha.
Because he can't be Nova and SMU at the same time, right? He's got to have different characters.
I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
When the Nova Knicks.
Okay. Why doesn't he do a song for us about the Nova Knicks?
He does songs. He
well,
has
Sonny
before.
Does for SMU.
Number one stunner. He's done it. Don't worry. He's done a song before.
All right. I'm confused.
I remember it.
I'm just confused on the whole thing. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend?
Oh, you know what else I learned?
I learned me and Lexi dressed the same.
That is. Twins! Girl, stop. Girl, stop. You know what I learned? I learned that I kind of wasted my time seeing Disclosure Day.
Okay.
It just wasn't
made.
No.
You get one sentence. Well, you don't know how to play this game.
Just wasn't
you
made
don't know
for
how
me.
To play this game.
Sorry, it's not E.T. all over again. Nice try. We're more cynical people. Good try, though, Spielberg.
He doesn't get it. He doesn't get the whole.
I'm just so mad. I'll tell you about that dumb movie in a little bit.
All right. Who's next, AJ?
You have Ocho next.
Ocho. ¿Qué pasó, Ocho? What'd you learn this weekend?
Yeah, I learned that when the Knicks won in 1973, Hall of Famer Dave Winfield was drafted by four different teams in four different professional sports leagues.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
I think I knew that. I didn't know four, though. I knew two. I didn't know four.
Okay, it was,
basketball.
Baseball and basketball.
Baseball
and
basketball, but what else? I'll find out.
Football.
Probably a lacrosse. Probably something random like that.
Well,
golf.
Hockey.
Probably golf.
I doubt it was golf. You don't get drafted. They don't have drafts. So that's something. Look it up. Four different sports leagues. I didn't know that. I thought the two, maybe NFL.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Here it is.
Thank you. We're looking it up. Who's next, AJ?
Next it'll be John.
John is next. John, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Taporia's face got mangled, and y'all also need to turn up the Twitch volume.
You need to turn up the Twitch volume. That's what he learned this weekend.
He learned that.
Turn up the Twitch volume there, AJ.
I give a lot of credit, though. Tapora was throwing punches. It's just Gaethje is a tough guy. It's the reason he was in the BMF race, which is BMF stands for exactly what you think it stands for. I mean, Tapora is he's a really tough, tough dude who throws hands. But Justin Gaethje's super tough, too.
Yeah.
Man, it was a great matchup. And, man, he got from the first round – jabs opened his eye up.
Yep.
Like Justin Gaethje's stiff-ass jabs were opening his eye up.
All right. 756 ESPN 97.5. No, we don't want a break yet.
No, we went through a break.
We're not late for a break. No.
Oh, Glenn Davis.
Oh, Glenn Davis is next. That's
See?
Right.
Dell's trying to produce from over there. Trying.
Look at Dell knows. We do have to break. Glenn Davis is going to tell us.
Dell's like, literally break like I tell
literally
you
Literally break like John? I told you. Man, that's a short one. We'll do it again next week right here on ESPN 97.5. What did you learn this weekend? But you learned about the U.S. team, and you're going to learn a hell of a lot more when we come back. Glenn Davis brought to you by Kaplan Sinus Relief. We're next right here on ESPN 97.5. But first, Brinkman Quality Roofing. Brinkman Quality, it is in the name. You go to BrinkmanQuality.com. You got two N's at the end of Brinkman. BrinkmanQuality.com. And if you have any roof issues whatsoever, and here's the deal. Don't let anybody who knocks on your door get up on your roof. First of all, the insurance liability. Secondly, they don't know what they're doing. There's a reason that they're knocking on doors instead of having a brick and mortar like Brinkman has had for 50 years. Brinkman is quality. Brinkman is Houston area. Brinkman has been here. Brinkman is experienced. Brinkman is accountability. Somebody knocks on your door, fixes your roof, leaves, you'll never see them again. And if they don't do a great job, are they going to stand behind it? No, they're not. But you know who's going to stand behind their work? Brinkman. Brinkman has been the largest roofing. He's been backed by the largest roofing manufacturers against leaks for up to 40 years. If you're tired of replacing that roof every 15 years, go with a fortified roof certification to extend the life of the roof and make your property more attractive to insurance carriers. Listen, you don't do anything with your roof for years, and guess what? The insurance ain't paying you off. They're not. They can just say no. You didn't take care of your roof. If you take care of it, if Brinkman takes care of it, you're going to have quality roofing that the insurance company will have to pay on. 100% financing available. Free, no obligation estimates. 281-480-7663. 281-480-ROOF or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.